Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have the first confirmed case of coronavirus in New York. It is a woman from Manhattan. The governor released a statement yesterday. This after, of course, the Wadsworth Lab was approved in Albany to conduct testing on the virus. Give us an update.
Yeah, it was a woman who they say is in her late 30s and contracted the virus while traveling abroad in Iran. She's currently isolated in her home. She has respiratory symptoms, but not in a serious condition. The governor is sending out a message reminding folks that the general risk remains low in New York, and they are trying to manage the situation. From the governor's perspective, the state needs to allocate about $40 million. He's asking the state legislature for that to sort of prepare for what's likely going to be more cases and more work to be done, whether it's by Wadsworth or other facilities. I don't think that will have a hard time flying in the state legislature, you know, when they approve the budget somewhere around April 1.
Now, speaking of April 1, that leads us to our next story. The plastic bag ban in New York took effect yesterday, the 1st of March, but there's still some things going on in court.
That's right. The coalition of bag manufacturers and other business groups, bodega owners, they're fighting the ban altogether, saying that the state Department of Environmental Conservation overstepped its authority in implementing regulations to set how the ban would work, what types of bags would be allowable. On Friday afternoon, they went before a judge in state Supreme Court asking for an injunction to halt the ban altogether. The judge decided not to rule on that immediately, but he did get the state DEC to agree in writing, and he signed an order to the effect that the state would not enforce the ban until April 1. Now, the state had not planned on running out there today, March 2nd, and just enforcing the ban and enforcing penalties. So it doesn't change a lot, but this does put it in writing that the state will not do any action until April 1. So it is a small, short-term victory for the groups fighting the plastic bag ban, and they will return to court on March 24th to get a full airing and, again, try to seek an injunction on this.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us each Monday to bring us up to date on the news in New York. Yancey, we always appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.